Well, good morning there, young William. How the hell did you make it through the eclipse, Will? Were you able to see?
I did, and nothing happened. I put all the blinds down. I wouldn't look up, Wayne, because yeah, you know I have this habit. No matter what day it is, I like to stare at the sun.
I understand. And did you wear a tinfoil hat or anything? Because a lot of things happened, you know.
Well,
you didn't do the tinfoil hat, the tinfoil on the windows, because my phone and my computer aren't working. They're not working. I think they've been kidnapped. When it went dark, I think things happened.
Yeah.
I think it was a conspiracy theory. That was really cool. We, our neighbors, just on both sides, it's just four of us. We put our dining room chairs out on the sidewalk like a bunch of idiots. And none of us wanted to do this. We didn't think it was. Cheryl was into it. She put the chairs out there. And then we found some Bell's Eclipse beer. Eclipse Oberon. Oh,
nice. Yeah.
And we shared one bottle between the four of us because it was the middle of the day. But we sat out there and the chairs were out there. And we're like, no big deal. This is stupid. And then neighbor Debbie said, hey, it's starting. And we walked out and looked up and we're like, this is so cool. And we sat there. As soon as we saw it, we're like, this is cool. This is worth the hype. This is really exciting. But you know, Will, that the moon is 1/400th of the size of the sun.
Wow.
So how does it cover it, you might ask? Because it's 400 miles closer. So just like Peter Kubaz's dad, Randy, when he, those big fish, they're not big. He just holds them way out in front. It's the same theory. The fish can cover the person if you hold it out. Same thing with the moon. See, now you know about the eclipse. Everything you needed to know.
Yeah, because I missed you yesterday, because my body is on such a time structure. I'm sitting there in my chair watching the shade. As soon as it got dark, I woke up when it got light again. So it's like,
oh. You know, the cool thing was, if you listen, and people don't ever listen to what's going on, but if you really get quiet and think, you'll hear birds, you'll hear things, and just focus on hearing. And the weird part was the birds just shut up. It was nighttime. It got real quiet.
5 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, if you take all the senses and take them all in, the temperature dropping, a little breeze, it's pretty cool. Now I went from being the curmudgeon who doesn't care to where's the next one and how can we get a reservation to fly there? You know, I'm all in now. I'm all in.
Did you see the meme on Facebook? Had the Oreo cookies, just in case you missed the eclipse. And this person put together all these, the circle of Oreo cookies.
It was true.
It was funny.
But they'd have to hold the one Oreo way in front of the other one to make it work. I couldn't believe 1/400th the size of the sun. Pretty impressive. Yeah. So let's see. There's a dog star. There's a dog star up there, I think, somewhere. So that would bring us back to the sport. And it's been busy. Where you been? Well, you've been all over.
Oh, I've been. I judged at Syracuse, and that was fun. I got to see all my friends, and I was in the panel with Jim. I always forget who was on the panel with me. I had a great time in Syracuse. I'm too old.
All those friends, you know, those. Oh, yeah.
And they're probably, was he on the panel? I don't know if he was on the panel. Oh, Judy Harrington was there. Jimmy was there. Desi was there. Barbara Arndt was there. It was a good panel of dog judges, and we had a good time. So
excellent.
Yeah.
And then you went to
Illinois this
there
past
weekend. Yes, you did.
I went to Show Dogs. I went to had the Irish Setter specialties there, so I bring the beagle along with me, and it was fun. I got the Show Dogs. I was showing to one judge that used to be an ex-handler, and she asked me which I prefer. Do I prefer showing the dogs or judging the dogs? And I told her honestly, I like doing them both. I think it keeps me in perspective about dogs competing, so I really enjoy both ways.
You know what I like better? Neither, Will. I'm done showing. I'm done judging. I'm over the whole thing.
I like playing hockey.
I was going to watch hockey games and HGTV the rest of my life. Actually, and you won some prizes too, which was very
nice. We did great. And also, I went there. My good friend Ryan Wolf was there, who I've been friends with for years. He saved this hat for me. He's been holding on to this hat forever. And he heard that I was coming this week. He went back and got the hat apparently and brought it. And so I have a new hat. And then Sherry, because it's my birthday's coming up, I get this present in the mail. I got a retro Kraken jersey from Sherry and Daryl.
That's so right. Now, if you don't know, that S also looks like a sea monster, right? Will you want to show us again?
All right.
For those on the radio, for those who watch an audio only, the S looks like a sea monster because it is.
There's the mouth and there's the head.
Yeah, that's what a Kraken is. Yeah.
It's so also the original Seattle jersey back in the days of the Metropolitans were these colors, but it went down the sides in Seattle, down the center of Seattle. So this is
those listening on audio only, I hope you enjoyed that.
we have the face for radio.
We definitely do. And hey, by the way, I apologize. Last week I had audio issues, and if you couldn't hear me, you didn't miss much. But I hope it's better this week. Yeah. So there you have it. What else, William?
It's friend of the show, Ken Murray.
That's right. Happy birthday, Ken.
Today. Happy birthday.
Friend of the show for sure. Heck of a dog, man. Why hasn't he judged the Irish Setter National? I don't know. How stupid is that? Oversight, maybe, or what? Anyway.
Because you can ask him anything about that breed, he knows the answer.
Oh, yeah. 1947, that dog had one toenail longer than the other. Fourth in the group under Frank Foster Davis to a Labrador's. I mean, it's unbelievable.
It is.
It's a savant. It is. It's amazing how much. And it's out of passion. And, you know, Marjorie Mortarella, who I'll get to this weekend, she and I were talking about how when we were younger, you could, any pedigree of any pointer, inside out, upside down, back 10 generations, every dog that's ever shown, I don't know any of that anymore. But at that point in our lives, we were so enthralled and so just, there was nothing else in our lives. It was only... And Ken stayed that way in Irish Setters for his life, you know.
Yeah, he can do it in Springers too. He's amazing. He's a really amazing guy.
He can do it in English Setters too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway.
Actually, I was watching. It was funny. I was watching. He was judging this weekend, and English Setters right in the next ring. He was judging, and you could see every other step. He'd glance over. He'd glance over. Can't help himself. You know where his heart is. It's in the.
Yeah, and I have to say. Guilty, and I'll bet every judge will tell you this if they're honest. If you're judging a breed that's not very strong in quality, and you've already decided how you're going to do this class, and a breed you like is in the next ring, oh yes, we are peeking. We might even be looking.
Exactly. I'd be in one ring and I'd be watching beagles two rings down. And just what dog is that?
Next, oh, I'm busy right now. Hang on a minute. Yeah, that's the truth of the matter. That's the truth of the matter. And the other is we're so preoccupied with the book sometimes. I was thinking of you this, Will. Thinking of you this weekend, Will. I double-checked every dog in my catalog or my judge's book. Wanted to make sure they were all entered and they were all there.
I know. That's never going to happen to me again.
Because of that, I double-check now.
Oh, yeah. I get from whoever's in charge, whatever reps, they say, oh, we love your book work. It's because of that. It's because of that one incident.
Sometimes they're good to make those mistakes early. And all this was there was a dog that wasn't entered that Will had and I left him in the ring because he didn't.
Some dog off the street came in and Will put it up.
Right. It happens. It was the best one. You found the best one. So what's the difference, right? But it's a thing. And this national that I did this past weekend, which we'll get to, part of the job is making sure you have 156 checked in and making sure they have the right armband. Because sometimes, like in Cockers or some breeds, that they'll be showing three or four dogs and they're switching armbands and, you know, one's falling off and one's getting shoved in the rubber band. And all of a sudden they walk in and you're like, wait a second, that's not the right dog. Yeah. And it's often just not the right armband. So
sometimes you're complacent too. You're complacent because of your ring stewards and whatnot. And you think they've already checked them in, so you just give a cursory glance instead of going and checking.
Yeah.
But I go and check. So
part of the job. Bookwork. Yeah. Reservations, flights, bookwork, hotel reservations. And by the way, I was doing my taxes not too long ago.
Oh, John Wade was in Syracuse too. Sorry, I didn't know how to just pop in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what a good
guy. Had a great time with John. We talked about a few things. I enjoyed talking dogs with John Wade.
And he's, I believe, an all-rounder now, right?
He's an all-rounder now,
Yeah, and well-deserved. If you're judging, And a club gives you a 1099, you are absolutely and should, you know, report it and do all that stuff. They should only give you a 1099 for your fee. And that's recommended by the IRS. If they give it to you for fee and expenses, then you've got to write an expense against right. every one of those things. So you have to receive, you have to keep every stupid itemized penny to match up to that 1099. Don't do that, clubs. You reimburse for expenses, that's fine. And give us a 1099 for the fee only.
That's a good idea.
It makes people itemize their whole tax, all their taxes is relating to dog show judging. And yeah, that's something you don't want to, you know. It's just one of those things that I had to spend an extra day on finding. So what I do, judge's tip, get one credit card. I use an American Express reserve card. One credit card. And every time, every reservation, hotel, meal, use that card only. Don't use it for Costco or socks. Only use it for dog show stuff and for your expenses. And then at the end of the year, you just print out all the Amex charges, your statements, and everything on there will be related to a dog show with a date too, right? Yep. So you know it's dinner at that show because you know the date the show was. That's a very helpful way to keep your accounting right. The only thing you have to do is your airline tickets don't get charged at the time of the flight or the show. That may show up separately. So you've got to figure out which one of those goes to which.
That's a good idea. I think I'm going to do that.
Yeah, it works real well. Anyway, where else you been, bud?
Where else have I been? Oh my gosh, I hate you because things just blur together, you know. Yeah.
Well, those are two big ones.
Yeah,
no, Syracuse and Illinois.
And this weekend I'm back in Canada at a dog show, one of my favorite dog shows in Canada, the Guelph Kennel Club. It's mm-hmm. local. It's held in a town called Fergus. And Fergus is a Scottish town in just north of Guelph. And it's so you'd love it there. The architecture there and the pubs, and it's just a little tiny mm-hmm. town, and they have a Scottish mm-hmm. Highlands Games competition there. It's just a really great town. So I enjoy, yeah. I always enjoy going there and having dinner at the pubs, and the show is so friendly and the locals come in, and it's a great show. I'm looking forward to that this weekend.
Oh, that sounds like fun. And they still have a juniors team.
Guelph does. Yes.
Guelph Storm.
Guelph Storm. Yep. Joel Lowe, friend of the show, his son used to play for the Guelph Storm.
Is that right? Well, yep. There you go. A couple of friends of mine used to play for the Storm, too. And I'm sure you're fascinated by this, ladies and gentlemen, this hockey talk. But I know our Canadian listeners probably get a little more out of it than our American listeners.
But we through our conversations, Wayne, we have converted people to hockey fans.
That's right. And there's a certain population that if they saw the Rangers game last week, Devils, New York.
Oh, yeah, that was fun phrase. Fun first 10 minutes.
Woo, the old 1960s line brawl, right? Yeah, the puck drop.
That was fun. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. You go to a fight and a hockey game breaks out. Anyway.
I'm going to a game this weekend.
To where?
I'm going to Toronto, Detroit this weekend.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I can reveal who I'm rooting for, Will, in the state, because I don't want to get thrown out of Michigan. But, you know, go blue. Oh, sorry, Gail Murat, if you're listening.
It's so funny. I got to tell this. Last week, I wasn't there, but the Sudbury Dog Show was run by Richard Paquette, and it's a good dog show. But on every Saturday, they have Jersey Day.
Yeah.
And they all have to wear jerseys. The handlers all wear jerseys, and some of the judges wear jerseys. And a friend of mine posted a jersey that he was wearing, a Montreal Canadian jersey. Well, I wanted to be included, but I wasn't there. So I posted that if they go to the pub in Sudbury, they're offering free beer and wings for every Montreal Canadian playoff game this year. So I start a little brouhaha.
Just a little. You've got to be careful. What if your judge is a diehard Maple Leaf fan and you come in a Habs jersey? Oh, man. That's points off.
They just can't bring themselves. No, I'm sorry. No matter what, I can't
sorry.
Do it.
Second. Reserved for you. Beautiful. Anyway, I had a great time at the Pointer National. It's something I was looking forward to for a very long time. And the Pointer National was held at Doswell. Now, many people have been to Doswell, to the shows there. This is in Virginia, and it's a great site. but it's extra special. Most people don't even know this exists that go to those shows. Up the hill, not a long walk, but up the hill is there's another building up there. It's got a glass, predominantly glass wall. And Secretariat was born there. And his yearling stall, which is also Reva Ridge's yearling stall, you could see right out the window when you're judging the dogs. It's pretty cool. It's really cool. And we went to of course, we're Secretariat fans. In my mind, besides you in high school as a goalie, Will, Secretariat's the best athlete that ever lived, human or any other mammalian species. He was just phenomenal. So as a racing fan and a Secretariat fan, to stand in his stall, which is a humble stall, by the way, the stalls are very humble. There's no cover. If you don't close the barn door, the snow gets in. It's an old board fan. Board fan. What does that mean? Old barn. I can't say it, Will. It's an old board.
Barn board.
But it's so cool with just a dirt and chip floor and everybody, of course, stands in there and gets their picture taken like an idiot. But I had to have mine. I was serious about mine.
We're idiots. Why can't we?
No one knows it's there. No one knows it's there. I'll bet everybody at that show that's probably been to 40 of them at Doswell, because they have a lot of shows there, have never walked up the hill. And if you did, you probably wouldn't think, that old broken down shed row, that can't be Secretariat's yearling stall.
You mean like a manger?
yeah. So you have to know, and it's really cool. And the mansion is there, Maple Farm. Yeah, the mansion's there. So anyway, the show is in this cool building, which works beautifully. The whole building is a ring. It's not a giant building, but it's plenty. But then some nationals where the ring is so big, which is great to check them in, but you're down and back, you can't even see. I mean, they're right. A mile away. This ring was perfect, and the whole thing was matted, which was wonderful. The natural light from that window and the lighting was phenomenal. And I think we underestimate the impact of that. With lighting, you can see so much more detail in head planes and chiseling. You can see color in Irish setters. There's so many things that really, when it's a dark, dingy place, it's just not the same.
Right.
And it brings life to the place too. And I had some great surprise. Of course, Brody and his wife, Margaret, came up. And that's our son and his wife. They knew these surprises were waiting for me, but you know, I didn't know what they were. And we're standing there the first day before the national. I arrived and I poked my head in the all breed building where there were no pointers with Brody and Margaret. We were watching labs or something, and Brody gets all, he goes, "Don't cry when you turn around," because I've been known to cry, and you know. As my friend said, us Irish have our bladders behind our eyeballs or something. I don't know. Anyway, I didn't cry, but I turned around and coming towards, and I remember the first national I won was with a pointer in 1980. I bought this pointer from a young couple in Ireland. It was a Crookrise bred dog. It was a Crookrise puppy that went back to England, and I bought him from Crookrise. But these are the real breeders. Tom and Sue Brophy, and they turned around and there they were. They flew all the way from Ireland to watch me judge the Pointer National. How cool was that?
That is really cool. Really cool.
I mean, it was outstanding. And then Brody and Margaret sat with them the whole show, which they'd never met them before. And then I turn around later, I'm going to lunch and I see this older couple from a distance and I get there. It's Doc and Chirpy Birdsall. Now, you wouldn't know those people from the dog show sport necessarily, but at UKC, they are the coon, hound, king, and queen. And when I went there to the bench shows and tried to get those dogs off the bench to move, because that wasn't done when I started at UKC, my only supporter was Doc. And they're just charming people. They're both livestock judges. He's a veterinarian. It was so cool. They're not young, and they came all the way up to that show to watch me judge. It was I'm telling you, it was so, it meant so much to me. It was really cool.
I'm sure. I know you're getting reclamped now, I can tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's just a little, little. Yeah. But yeah, it was really fun. And Claire Wish Abraham, I mean, you want to talk about the show chair supreme. What a job she did. Every little, by the way, the class is there, right? Because you've got the farm, you've got the mansion, you've got Secretariat Stall, you've got this barn, this building. It was done up beautifully, every single detail. She's also the mother of Kelly Shipp, who we are friends of the show.
Friend of the show, Kelly Shipp.
But Claire did a phenomenal job. And she had, of course, she had a team. I don't know all their names. But I do know that Adelia Rodriguez, who's a sensational woman, and brought so much class to the show. She and her husband, they did the dinner, and the dinner was in the mansion. It was just unbelievable. It was so cool. I didn't really know what to expect because the last couple were great, but they just missed that shine. They missed that extra edge, and Claire brought it. And it was, I'm so lucky to have been judging that this year where it went so well. Had a great time. I checked them all in, Will. Checked them all in a few times. but hats off to Katie and Dennis Brown. You know, they're great breeders, obviously. Breeder of the Year, you know, every year they win stuff. And rightly so. They chose not to show their dogs to me. And that's a lot of dogs. And it's a lot of good dogs because Brody had bought a puppy from them and shows a dog that, and, you know, it's no secret that Susan and I, Katie's mom, you know, we bred dogs together 30 years ago. None of that's illegal. Nothing would have been slightly illegal. No one would have, I can't imagine anyone would have complained about it. And if they did, the rep would have said, get out of here. But was it was very, choice. Yeah, it was a real stand-up thing to do.
I saw Dennis briefly this weekend in Illinois. He was there to drop off a puppy and leave.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Well, you know, it was a real nice thing to do, but I tell you, I miss the quality in their dogs. It drops off a little bit. I was disappointed with the depth in the classes, but I had a good dog and a good bitch for winner's dog and winner's bitch. One of the reasons is, man, I'm not a down and back guy, but it's when it's bad, it's bad. And pointers have got a real problem right now. It used to just be a couple hackney fronts, but now we're seeing hackney fronts with bad rears and long loins, so they twist and roll and they move. Just something that I think we see, the pendulum swings back and forth. There's plenty of good ones, but there were just too many that didn't move well.
Right.
And I think you've probably found this, the Irish Setter National, Will, that you judge. You tend to subconsciously maybe even put more emphasis on things that are wrong in the beginning of the show.
Oh, of course. You go down there after a couple of classes, you start noticing a trend. So you start looking for them to better that in the next class. And you start rewarding dogs that you might not have placed as high because they have that, because they're adding to it.
Yeah. You see a bunch of bad feet, for example, in some breed, and all of a sudden you're, you know what? No one's going to get a ribbon doesn't have feet today. You know, I'm going to find the best one, but it better have good feet too. Or just whatever it could be. And in this case, it was movement. And it's you know, for a hard driving working, a breed that has to work all day and it's a driven, powerful dog. It's not good to see.
Let's face it, they're athletes of the sporting group and they need to be that way. So.
Yeah, they do. It counts. Another tip of the hat to Erica Bandies, who I've known for a million years. They ran a field trial. This Wilderness Pointer Club, I guess, I don't know where they're based, probably in Virginia somewhere. But the trial, all reports of the field trial were sensational. And here's a big plus for this breed, a big plus. Almost, when we were getting photos done, almost everyone that got an award that was had a picture and a rosette and whatever. The majority of them either had a field trial, you know, a junior hunter or whatever title, or were a personal hunting dog.
Wow.
My breed winner was a dog that goes out and hunts every weekend. He's not at shows. I mean, this is so important to this breed. But it was beautiful. The dogs were beautiful. The venue was beautiful. We had just, the weather was beautiful. The ghost of Secretariat was beautiful. I went in there not thinking, and I left thinking, man, that was really, really fun. So,
well, you had some, I saw the pictures. There were some beautiful dogs there.
Oh, there was, and some surprises too.
I even saw dogs from Sweden, and then, you know, that picture looked beautiful.
She is gorgeous. It's a young, young bitch. I gave her best to winners, and I made it real close for everything else for her at the top. She had a moment that wasn't her best, but boy, she was, when you're, you know, when you're cutting it that close, but I even think today I could have put her higher, you know. The best of winners of the national for a young bitch that just flew in. Pretty good. You know, pretty good. So yeah, it was great fun. Some nice puppies, and there were plenty of good dogs. Don't get me wrong. It's just that trend of movement is concerning. So thanks to the breeders and exhibitors for bringing great dogs in the club, putting on a great show, Itty putting on a great dinner. At the dinner, I said, has anybody been in the breed for 50 years? And this isn't a giant breed, right? It's not Labradors or anything. We had quite a few. I'm going to miss them. But Susan Blackley, Margie, and me, Erica Bandies for sure. God, I'm going to forget some. Well, anyway, there was at least a half dozen of us that have been in the breed 50 years. That was pretty cool because we started to just tell stories about back in the day.
Yeah.
And telling the young exhibitors what it was like during the revolution when all of those people brought dogs from England and changed the breed forever. Anyway, enough of the pointers, Will.
I'm glad. I wish I could have come and watched you judge pointers. I would have been thrilled to watch you do the breed that you love so much. I tried to follow along. I would call Brody and try to get updates as I was in Syracuse.
His phone was hot. Yeah, he was kidding. But, and then they tell me, by the way, you know, your critique. And I'm like, yeah, just the winners, right? No, every dog. Oh, no, that's not going to happen.
Oh, my.
That's not going to happen. I tried to use voice to notes, which Steve Herman did very well. I didn't do well with it, Will.
You started singing, right?
I started
singing. There's no business like show business.
That's beautiful. Kentucky Derby. Kentucky Derby calls. That would have been cool, right? Oh, by the way, and I hate to dwell on this, but damn it, I'm going to, Will.
All right.
It was Secretariat's birthday.
Oh, wow.
His birthday. So I sang happy birthday to him. And I might have even done it in the ring. But I'm telling you, what goosebumps that? So we stay in Doswell. We stayed in another town. There's no place to stay in Doswell, but real close. I'm going to forget the name. Ashford, maybe. In that little village is where all the good restaurants are, and that's where everyone went. Little did we know, there's a giant statue of Secretariat, a most gorgeous thing I've ever seen. And Margaret and Brody and I are having dinner. We noticed the statue. When I say statue, it's 10 times life size or bigger. We walk over to get a picture with it because, you know, we're nerds.
So we did.
And this woman comes by and she says, can I take the picture for you? And I, well, of course you can.
And she stole your phone, didn't she?
She did. So we had to chase her down and beat her with a broom. No, she happened to be the person who's the best friend with the artist who made it, a big Secretariat fan, and the artist was staying with her for the weekend. She was in for the ceremony. And the next day, they closed the town, Will. They closed it down, barricades everywhere, and had a giant celebration.
For his birthday. Yeah.
I was in the ring at the moment, but incredible. Yeah. So there was blue and white checkered flags. First of all, we pull in this town, there's blue and white checkered flags everywhere. And I'm thinking, they always do this? But it ends up, it was his birthday.
That'd be incredible. It's amazing that horse had effect on so much. We have this small, as you go up north to the Sudbury Dog Show, you pass this farm called Long Curve Farm. And they used to, for the longest time, they used to advertise that they had a Secretariat son there if you wanted to come and see him. And they would. People would go and see his son, you know.
Yeah. He was a superstar.
Yeah.
And by the way, maybe in my head, I've seen Secretariat run, and the balance and the symmetry and the efficiency of motion, it's in your head when you're judging sporting dogs.
Oh, for sure. And we also talk about dogs with heart. And that's where it started from. Mm-hmm. It was, yeah, unbelievable. Give yourself goosebumps thinking about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I had one or two that I gave award of merits to that were superb animals. It just didn't get in the bit. You know, they just didn't show any interest in going. And I know that one of them is a great field trial dog, and I'll bet in the field, I could really watch him move. Yeah. You go in and see what you have in the day. And it's unfair sometimes. You've got to judge these bird dogs in a ring, but you can only judge what you see.
That's right.
Anyway, but
it's amazing. And I've had dogs like that just, they have other jobs in their life, and that's, they like being with you in the show ring, but it's not their purpose. It's not what they want to do. So.
What are you coming to the Irish National?
No, I'm not. I can't. I don't like the judges this year. I was like, nah, no.
Everywhere I judge, you don't go. I'm getting a conflict.
I'd like to see them all, but I'm not going to waste my money.
It's me and Michael Faulkner. So I just want to let you know you're taking, throwing two of us under the bus here.
I saw Michael this weekend. He's great.
Yeah, he is. And I got the Gordon National in September too. So it'll
that'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be fun. And it's right here in Michigan. So not too far from you, Will.
Yeah, I know it.
Not too far. And I believe you've won that one.
Well, I'm not the one in Michigan, but yes, I handled the dog that won that national specially.
Yes, you did. And was Marybeth O'Neill, she was just a fan of that bitch, right? She didn't judge the national.
No, she didn't judge the national. It was Connie that did the national.
And by the way, if you're looking
Connie
for
Barton. Not Connie Barton, Connie. Oh God, Will.
Connie Barton. Well, it could have been Will. You were 14.
I was 12. Hey, but I did have lunch on the back of Ted Eldridge's Suburban with Connie Barton when I was 12.
That's right. And she was when I applied to judge and got my first 32 years ago, Connie was the, back then you sat at ringside with a rep. She was the rep, and it was Labradors. And I sat with her and we discussed the whole entry together. That was a great way to do it.
I'm sure.
That was a great way to do it.
Yeah.
I thought that was wonderful because now you got to remember what you judged and come back out and try to tell the rep. And you don't have the dog flesh in front of you to further discuss it.
The dog flesh. That reminds me of Janie. Used to always see the dog flesh.
There's some good dog flesh in here, Will.
Yeah, you have a nice dog here, Will, but there's dog flesh behind you. They might give you problems.
Well, it was a great way to do it. Now that I think of it, thanks for mentioning Connie, because that's how it was done. You sat through the whole entry with the rep. Now, the rep's outside the ring watching you the whole time to do the observations. So, I don't know. I kind of liked it better outside. Now, you still do the inside, but to get approved, you had to sit outside. You didn't have to go chase 1,000 points of light, Will. You just sat at ringside with someone who knows the... Who better to watch Labradors with than Connie Barton?
Right, yeah.
And, you know, to her absolute incredible credit, because what a great dog she was, dog's person she was, Beagles was next. And she said, now that you've learned Labradors from me, how about we go up to Beagles and I'll do your paperwork watching you do that. And maybe you can teach me something a little about Beagles while we're doing it. That's how it was done back then.
Yeah.
That's a two-way street.
Well, she was incredible. I actually still have photos from that lunch because we were on the cherry blossom circuit. I was about 12, and I would go visit the Eldridges, Ted and Ann, and Connie was there. And Ann had packed this lunch, and we're all sitting there in the back. We put the hatch down. We're all sitting in the back hatch having this lunch, and I was 12 taking pictures of all these things, and I have a bunch of pictures. And then years later, I was showing an English Setter at Cobo Hall, at the Detroit Kennel Club, and Connie was the sporting dog judge, and we won the sporting group.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And it was one of my favorite pictures.
Yeah, I'll bet. Someone asked if we could, I thought the old dog show stories would be boring to our listeners, Will.
Oh, no. A couple of them. They love them. Yeah. Not all
of them. Well, I'll tell one on Connie. when we had the Bluebird, when I was working for the Forsythes, the Bluebird was always parked in a good spot. You always saved the Bluebird spot. It was every club did it. It was no doubt. They're bringing you the whole entry.
Right. So, yeah.
So, we were always fairly close to the rings. And it, Bobby Fowler, who we lovingly called Fats, right? A tremendous dachshund guy. Maybe, the, you know, just, I don't know. Everybody in dachshund has a mentor, and it's probably always Bobby Fowler. But what a great talent and great guy and fun guy, too. Well, he liked to play cards. Connie liked to play cards. So, and there was others, too, involved. But if you couldn't find the rep, or you couldn't find Bobby to show his dachshund in the group, you went to the Bluebird. Because they were sitting at that little dinette table playing cards. They'd sneak off and play cards for a while. It was a great time in the sport, Will. It was a great time.
It sure sounds like it. Like, I think now what would happen is that people sneak off to use their phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Game of something on their phone.
But, yeah. Oh, by the way, congratulations to Amanda, a great new rep, fairly new, who bought a house in North Carolina and then 3 months later, had the opportunity.
She bought a house in Pennsylvania, and then now she's got to go.
And now she's in North Carolina. Yeah. Yeah. So she 3 months there, and she had to sell it and move on. But the good news is she said she didn't unpack everything yet. So that makes it a little easier. Oh, but
she
congratulations.
Was a great rep. I enjoyed having her as a rep.
You know, I'm going to miss her. She's going to be in the office, and she'd be a great asset to the AKC. Just a wonderful mind and just the right edge. Yeah, can't say enough about her. So congratulations, Amanda.
Yeah, for sure.
Somebody's got to fill those shoes. Will. We have a job.
Much hockey to watch. I got too much hockey to watch.
True, true.
What else? Playoffs are soon, Wayner.
Pardon me?
Playoffs in like six games.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Hockey in June. Yeah. Coming up.
I love it.
Yeah, pretty wild. Anyway, anything else, bud?
Where are you off to this weekend? Anywhere?
I am off to our new place in Florida.
Oh.
Well, it's going to be nice to see it since we bought it and have not seen it yet.
Yeah. But
I'm a really close friend of ours, and we've seen it by FaceTime or whatever it is, 1,000 times. A little walk to the beach in Venice Beach, this is. Heading down there. And then we get back, and this is a no dog show period. I took off.
Oh, wow. So good for you.
We get back from that, and we go to Europe. We're doing the Viking River Longboat, starting in Budapest. And Jim Edwards and I went there for the World Show, and I'm very fond of Budapest. And that was a great World Show. And from there, we're floating down to, and we're going to go to Vienna, and the Waltz and the Choir, and all those places along the river, and end up in Nuremberg, I believe. And then floating from there.
So, that'll be so much fun. I'm very jealous about that.
And the Viking River longboats are not like a cruise ship at all.
You have to roll?
You have to row. Yeah. And we've been practicing. Good. And we've our cheer is Volga boatman, Volga boat. That's what we do. And so we a lot of the neighbors think it's a little wacky.
We're idiots.
We have a canoe in the front yard, and Cheryl and I are out there practicing. Oh, we've lost it. All right, I think it's time to wrap it up, bud.
All right, my friend. All right, guys, we'll see you down the road. Stay safe. I think that's it for us this week.
Volga boatman. Forever. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Dog Show Drive with Wayne and Will. This week, we'll be talking about the eclipse. We are so dumb. We need props, Will. The Point International.
We do need props.
And some other stuff. Oh, Secretariat's birthday and more right here on the Dog Show Drive.
What's a freaking sailor?